Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's the all-local episode of Metal Shop, and right now we have a band in studio, two brothers to be exact, Daniel and Ricardo Racines from Rat King.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Hey. How's it going?
It's a pleasure to have you guys here, but we do want to shout out Tyler, your drummer. He's not here.
Actually, it's Carlos now.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Tyler was our first drummer, but yeah, we've had Carlos for like 2 years now.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll be talking to him the next time you guys come in. So thanks for coming in, man. It's our all-local episode. It's one of our favorites this year where we try and just kind of do everything we can to put the bat signal up for all the good local Seattle Northwest metal bands in general. So thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Dude. Awesome to be here.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's definitely a pleasure.
So why don't you give us a little history of Rat King now that you guys are in studio? I was recently turned on to you guys for Loud and Local. I stumbled upon your music, and to be honest, I'd never seen you live, but I fell in love with the records and kind of just wanted to, get this set up. So when was your first show as Rat King, and tell us kind of the evolution?
Yeah, we started in 2014, and
nice.
I think the first show was in 2014 as well, like almost 4 years to the date, and we played at the Two-Bit Saloon.
Ah, yes, rest in peace.
Yeah, I know, it's a great spot, but we've been playing ever since. We had, like I said, the old drummer, he was with us for about 2 years. And then we found Carlos through other bands, and we just like bonded with him, man, and things changed for the better, I think, the music. And
you guys are a bit faster now.
Yeah, totally.
Funny how a drummer can change that.
Yeah.
Getting a little more death metal.
That's awesome. You guys have been in the Northwest for 5 years, though, so you pretty much just started a band almost immediately when you came here.
That's the point. Yeah, when we moved here, it's just always to make music, wherever we go.
Yeah, we met Tyler on through Craigslist like 2 months after we were here, and we were jamming. Like, we were like, yes, we can start. Yeah, you know what I mean?
A Craigslist success story?
Yeah,
I know. Wow, imagine that.
That's rare.
Yeah,
that's cool, though. That's awesome. So let's you guys are brothers. Let's dive into that a little bit. We don't see that as often as I'd like to see.
It's like the Cavalera brothers,
right,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, kinda.
So,
yeah.
Which one of you guys is older?
I am.
Okay.
By
how much?
5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm the older brother.
Right. So you're the one handing the beat downs when you're a little younger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. We argue when we write music. It's always a fight, but it always, it's a good ending. I like to say.
Yeah. Were you the first one to get into metal then?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's your fault.
Yeah. I remember I used to actually get scared of like my King Diamond records and stuff like that. He'd be like, "Oh my God, what is that?"
That's Marilyn funny.
Too, yeah.
And then I moved to the United States first, and I came back like after a year or two, and he was all into music, and he was playing all these Aussie bass lines, and it was like,
that rules.
Okay,
you
let's
come back
do
and
it.
Finally, we can kick it now for real.
Yeah, man. Then you moved with me to the United States from Ecuador.
From Ecuador,
and we've been playing together since 2002. Like seriously, just 16 years of
putting the grind down.
Yeah, dude.
So, are you guys both guitar players? Guitar, bass, singing? What? Like
guitar? I'm guitar.
And I play bass.
Okay, cool. So tell me about that first moment where you guys sat together and were like, yeah, we could jam metal. So you're banging your heads next to each other. I'm just curious, man. I like hearing those kind of stories.
He left Ecuador like when he was in his senior year in high school.
Right.
So when he came back to visit, he didn't know that I really played bass. So he came back and I was like, check this out, dude, playing Anesthesia, pulling teeth. I'm like,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's like, oh my God, you're moving.
We convinced my parents, are like, you got to let him come to the United States with me. And he moved. He was like, what, 16?
16, 17. Yeah.
That's
17.
Sick.
Nice. Yeah, so it was just the two of you guys running.
Yeah,
together,
man. Yeah,
here.
We were in Arizona. That's where we moved to. And we had a couple bands out over there that we played for a long time until, just took its course.
Right.
And then we were like, go somewhere else.
So what got you guys to come to the Northwest then? Why, out of all the places you could go?
I filled in for this band Rebirth from Arizona, playing bass, and we played at Studio 7 with Sonata.
Yep, Sonata.
Old school.
Yeah, nice. I know people listening right now going, yeah, I remember Sonata.
Damn, that's a long time ago. Yeah, I was selling merch for that band because I was like, I'm going too, man. There's nothing to do. And We loved it here. Yeah. It was like the summer, July, and it was like, oh my God, this is so
beautiful.
Cool.
Yeah. And then you had to realize it rained most of the time.
But still, yeah, man, I'll take it over the 120 heat from Arizona.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, it's like the 3 good months that Seattle has decent weather.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Well, I'm glad that you guys decided to stick around. Absolutely. Let's talk about Rat King a little bit. What were a few like bands off the top of your head that you were like, man, if we could start a band, I want to be in that vein. Like, I want to sound like, and obviously not trying to make you label yourself or whatever, but tell us a little bit about your influences, man.
I see a Full of Hell shirt. I see a Death shirt.
Yeah. Death for sure. I mean, that's the technicality and all that stuff. But I think the stuff with especially with Carlos, now that we bonded with Sepultura.
Nice.
The first thing we did was like, let's play, you know, when we got in a room together, we're like, let's play a couple Sepultura songs, you know? And we were like, we were like, that's it, dude. Let's get faster. And that's when we kind of like,
there's that brother connection again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
So has that ever gotten in your way? You guys ever get into a little?
Dude,
a little too honest with each other sometimes.
Oh yeah, not to the point of like fist fights, but for sure, like we butt heads when it's writing the music.
Yo, that riff sucks.
Yeah, I don't like what you're doing. Yeah, this way. Oh, sixth fret, not fifth.
The problem is if you ever make fun of each other's mamas, then you know you're kind of just making fun of your own.
Just shooting yourself in the foot there.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So let's talk. Let's play. Let's get into one of these songs here. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about the band, but let's let people kind of get the feel of what's going on with Rat King. Do you want Kevin or you guys want to introduce this song here before?
Well, this one's called Stranded. It comes off of a new demo.
Yeah. This is a demo we recorded for a tour last November, and it'll probably see a new recording this year. We're planning on recording a full length, so
right on.
It should
congrats.
Be on.
Mm-hmm. Rules.
Thanks.
Here's Stranded by Rat King at Metal Shop, the all local episode.
Yeah.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock, our all-local episode. You just heard a band called Rat King was stranded. We have them all up in the studio. Well, almost all up in the studio. Yeah.
They're captive.
Two-thirds.
Daniel, Ricardo, Ricky, thanks for coming in, fellas.
Thank you, man.
It's ripping. And you know what? There's a lot of things I want to try and get squeezed in here before we let you guys out of here. First and foremost, you guys run a record label.
Yeah.
And it's that is impressively difficult.
Absolutely.
And yes. Takes a lot of patience. I know that.
Definitely.
So what's the label called? And tell us a little bit about how you got that going and why you would want to punish yourself like that.
Well, it's called Within the Mind Records. And we started it in 2012. Just pretty much we were putting out our own music. So we were decided put a brand to it. And, yeah. Do that.
Just be in control of your own thing, at least, you know.
So we did that and try to put out bands that we like, mostly ours.
Yeah.
What we can afford.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And it was all, I always liked to, I hated when a band would hand me a demo and it was just with a Sharpie. You know what I mean?
Right,
I like it to be well presented. You know what I mean? I never wanted it to be hear this.
Yeah, because you put a lot of effort and heart into your music.
Yeah.
So you got to put it in a shiny little package.
Yes. Yeah, and also, if there's no labels I want to release it to, it's I don't want to just put it in a drawer. It's I'm going to do it myself. Yeah. You know what I mean? And
DIY.
That's how it started. It started with us, and then we were let's release this. And we've been looking actually a lot of bands around here, too.
Nice.
Starting to get crazy. It's like, oh, man.
You put out some Arizona bands.
Yeah,
now it's time to put out some Northwest bands.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah, we've been meeting more bands. We're kind of newish here, So it's oh, man, there's a lot of great bands here. So we're just looking around,
Well, that's why we got the all-local episode for you to check out.
Absolutely.
You can start signing everyone.
Well, who's swooping people up. So that said, let's talk a little bit about, and I don't know, we're here to give local love to everyone, First and foremost with you guys right now, but who are a few local bands you guys have shared the stage with? Friends you've met here, anybody you would want to shout out, some of your favorite Northwest bands?
One of the first bands we met here was Rhine. And actually, cool. Carlos, our drummer, he used to be with them, and that's how we kind of met together.
You put out a split together.
Yeah, yep. We got that split demo with them. We went on tour with them in last November.
That's awesome.
But they're awesome, proggy, death metal. It's just pretty good. It's the one main guy, Gabe, that does everything.
Yeah.
But other bands, Soth, they're amazing.
Soth is awesome.
Ghostblood is badass.
Yep.
Devil's Illusion.
Oh, yeah. We know all the... We've been friends with those guys forever.
Yeah, we don't know the guys in Oxygen Destroyer, but I've been really enjoying
their stuff. They're incredible,
Man. Their stuff is
that
cool.
That band's really stepped it up, too, man.
Absolutely.
It's cool. Yeah. It's good to see. It's a good time in Northwest metal, man.
Yeah, it seems like it, man. There's tons of stuff going on all the time here.
Current or past, what is your favorite Northwest band of all time?
See, we're really grilling you guys.
That's hard. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Well, for me, Nirvana, dude, I was 10 when Nevermind came out, so that was
same
my
here.
First album,
same here.
Dude. So that's my favorite.
Yeah, Nirvana and Alice in Chains, both of those are just
You hear that new Alice song? I saw you play it on Loud and Local last week.
It's heavy.
It's hard, dude. It's hard as nails.
I know, it's all dissonant stuff.
Yeah.
It's
cool. All right, so let's talk about some of the shows that you guys coming up. You had a show, we'll just mention it real quick for anybody out there. June 23rd in Kelso with the Accused AD, which is awesome.
Yes.
Congratulations on that one, for sure, at a new place called Erebus. And then there's a show coming up in Seattle in
May
just a
26th.
Couple weeks. Yeah.
Yep, at the Funhouse with Sixes.
Yep, we're going to be opening up that show, I believe, and it's going to be awesome, man. We love the Funhouse, small, just tight, sweaty.
Yeah, cool. I just played there last weekend.
Nice.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Great, man. I love those guys.
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome. Well, I'm curious. I'm a bit of curious about the name Rat King. Is there a origin story or a reason behind the name Rat King?
I think it was just a cool name that we thought of. And after we Googled Rat King, and if you Google Rat King put together, I mean, it'll blow your mind.
You know what a Rat King is, Kevin?
No, I don't.
So it's this weird natural phenomena where all a bunch of rats will be all sewer, and all their tails will get tied together. So there will be 40 rats all tied together, and they call that a rat.
They become a one entity, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't want to Google that.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
It's horrible, yeah. I think in Germany or somebody it originated, they
50,
have in a
62.
Museum.
They have the one that's got 40, 50 rats.
So that's what, when you two brothers combine, you become the Rat King.
We're all stuck together.
It's a small Rat King, but it's a heavy Rat King.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. So, all right, let's do a little bit of shout out for anybody who was digging that first song before we get into some more of your jams. Where can we find you guys online? Shout outs for and the label too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where we can come and grab you.
The best places are Bandcamp. We got withinthemindrecords.bandcamp.com, and you can find everything that we've pretty much done on there. Rat King and other projects that we put out, like Warhead and stuff like that. But that's the best spot,
awesome.
Man. Bandcamp.
So yeah, we'll put up both of those links, you know, right now on our Metal Shop Facebook and maybe even the KISW one. Awesome. So that said, like, thank you guys for coming for our local show.
Sure. Hell yeah.
Any of the other local, because I know that a lot of the other local bands that we're playing tonight, they're all going to be tuning in and they're all going to be hearing new stuff too. So if, you guys out there like this band, hit them up, get some shows going, get some networking happening. And same for you guys, too,
yeah, for sure.
You know, down the line, too. So we're trying to put everybody together tonight.
Yes. Awesome,
unity!
Man.
We'll see you May 26th at the Funhouse. We're about to play a song called Overdose of Hate. What do you want to say about this one, guys?
Oh, this one's a ripper, man. This one's straight to the point. One of the first songs we wrote with Carlos, and it's straight to the point, man. Just 2.5 minutes of bam.
Bam! We got Rat King on the All Local episode. Gentlemen, any final words for the Metal Shop listeners and all of our fellow Northwesterners out here?
Keep it metal, f***ing guys.
Hey, keep it metal.
Sorry. It's Overdose of Hate. Metal Shop.
I ruined it.
From your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.